Hello, and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista project. Before we get started, I wanted to remind our listeners of the upcoming fundraiser at Sunlight Mountain Resort for Skier Appreciation Day on January 3rd, 2020. This is United Way Battlement to the Bells' largest fundraiser and one of the longest running fundraising events in the Valley, with this being our 34th year. At its inception, Sunlight Mountain Skier Appreciation Day was all about celebrating hardworking locals with a more affordable day on the slopes, while at the same time supporting the local United Way. Today's Skier Appreciation Day features $20 lift tickets, a drawing of donated items from local businesses, live music, a costume contest, a hula contest and a limbo contest this year, and activities for kids. And just as it started out, the money raised at Skier Appreciation Day is given directly to United Way Battlement to the Bells. The theme this year is Paradise in the Snow. We are currently looking for sponsors and donations. To learn more or to make a donation, you can call 970-625-8189. And please come out January 3rd, 2020 for a good time and to support United Way. Today I have Troy Hawks with Sunlight Mountain Resort with me. Hi, Troy.
Hi.
I invited Troy to be here with us today just to kind of walk us through the history of Skier Appreciation Day and tell us a lot about what's going on at Sunlight Mountain Resort. A lot of changes in the last couple years.
Well, there sure has been. Definitely nice changes over the summer, but thank you, Tracy, for having me in today. We're coming off the heels of a really successful opening day weekend. We saw strong numbers, lots of locals up there enjoying a nice batch of fresh snow that we got the past couple of weeks here. So we're off to a really good start to our season. It's our 53rd season of operation at Sunlight. And wow. As you mentioned, there's some new improvements coming online this year. Topping the list is five new runs on East Ridge. We've cut five new trails. We gladed out a lot of other existing trails, so East Ridge is going to be skiing really nice this year. It's going to take another good snowstorm or two to get more terrain open over on East Ridge, but we're really looking forward to making turns on some new trails. It's the first trails we've had at Sunlight since the 1990 season, so pretty exciting stuff going on at Sunlight right now.
That's really exciting. Since 1990, you haven't had new trails?
Been no new trails. 1990 season is when they actually put in East Ridge the first time, and that was our last expansion project. So we're just going back to East Ridge and building out the NAR, so to speak.
Very awesome. I have to say, I think one of my favorite views in the entire, and I would argue one of the best views in the entire valley is over there on, I think it's East Ridge, yeah.
Yeah, that it is faces. East Ridge, and it kind of looks back to the east, actually,
yeah.
As it does against the Red Cliffs, and you can kind of see Carbondale a little bit from there, and it is a gorgeous overview.
And Sopris,
yeah.
It's absolutely stunning. So what else is new?
Well, what else is new? Let me see. We've got Sunny Pop. This year we came out with our own new craft soda made by Tommy Knocker Brewery over in Idaho Springs. It's an orange cream soda, and we like to say it's 12 ounces of sunlight in a can. So
nice.
We'll definitely have that available at Skier Appreciation Day. It's been a really fun collaboration, and we're happy to say that Sunny Pops are being distributed by Mountain Beverage. Certainly ask your local retailer if they carry Sunny Pop, and if they don't, ask them why.
And ask them to carry Sunny Pop. That's awesome. So that's a unique collaboration. How did that come about?
Well, you know, we kind of started it off as a spoof. We have been doing sales, promotions, ticket bundles that we called packs, 4 packs, 6 packs,
right,
or what have you. So just as a sales promotion, we thought it would be fun to kind of put a spoof out that we had our own soda. So initially, Sunny Pop was simply a sticker on a can of Pepsi, and maybe some of the listeners were at our summer parades where we're handing those out. Just to kind of promote the Sunny Pop as a spoof, but we went to work on it, and once we learned that Tommyknocker was not only making their own craft soda, but they were moving from bottling it to canning it, we knew the time was ripe for Sunlight to have its own branded soda, and we're really proud of it. It's actually a healthy alternative to the commercial corporate sodas. Sunny Pop has all organic natural ingredients, and it's really tasty little soda.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to try that. We'll have to definitely offer that during our SKU Appreciation Day for the kids after their donut eating contest.
That's right. We'll have a Sunny Pop special.
As part of our SKU Appreciation Day this year, we've got a donut eating contest. You might remember from last year we did a cupcake eating contest, and it was hugely popular, but to bring in Sweet Colorado and their delicious, delightful donuts, we thought we would make this year a donut eating contest. So that's something to look forward to on the day of the event.
Yes, last year was a frosting Armageddon. So in the sake of keeping the lodge clean, we moved to donuts, but we know the kids are going to really pack down the donuts by Sweet Colorado. They're tasty goods.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And the Paradise in the Snow theme, that was something United Way came up with this year. People are encouraged to wear their island ocean-themed costumes. We always have a wild costume contest. This year we'll actually have some, what do you call it, some actual judges, so that it's not just left up to our discretion there in the end. That can get a little tricky, but the United Way Board of Directors will be helping with that. So
I think impartial judging is important when it comes to a costume contest.
Absolutely.
So you really don't want there to be controversy.
No, and there has been in the past, so we'll move away from that. but part of that is also a kids costume contest. So don't forget, if you are under the age of 12, to dress up. We'd love to see your costumes as well. We're also going to have a hula hoop contest and a limbo contest throughout the day, just little things here and there to bring people into the lodge and celebrate skiers and snowboarders on the mountain. Lifts open at 9 a.m. The costume contest is at 3 p.m. and our big prize giveaway is at 4 p.m. We've been getting some really great prizes donated this year, some skis and snowboards and all kinds of local gifts that we'll be drawing. So we look forward to doing that.
Are they going to have to hula hoop while still in their skis or snowboard?
I think we might have to have more than one hula hoop contest.
Yeah, there's got to be different ability levels, I would think.
Absolutely.
Something like that.
Absolutely. This year's sponsors for Sunlight Skier Appreciation Day are Casey Concrete, Alpine Bank, Sopris Liquor and Wine, Balcom and Green, and Coors Light. They're also distributed over here by Mountain Beverage. I was actually just remembering that Sopris Liquor and Wine, we're going to have tickets available for purchase there. Is that correct, Troy?
Yeah, that's right. This year we're going to change it up a little bit with Skier Appreciation Day. We're going to kind of take a little pressure off of the morning rush, and Kiko over there at Sopris Liquor and Wine, good partners to us at Sunlight Mountain Resort, will have tickets just for Skier Appreciation Day. That'll be January 3rd. These tickets can be purchased at Sopris Liquor and Wine. Please follow us on Facebook for when we actually deliver those tickets to Kiko. Again, those will be one-day tickets, good for Skier Appreciation Day on January 3rd, 2020. $20, January 3rd, 2020. That's what we're going with.
That's what we're going with. It's been such a pleasure to work with you, Troy, on this event. I know that you guys do a lot in the community in terms of philanthropy. What other events do you have coming up?
Well, we actually have a fun event coming up the weekend after Skier Appreciation Day on January 11th and 12th. We've invited kids, we're calling it T1 Ski, and it's going to be a fundraiser for families and kids affected by T1 diabetes. It's going to be a statewide event, we hope. We think we can attract lots of families from Denver and throughout the state of Colorado, and we're really excited for our T1 Ski Weekend. Again, that's going to be the weekend after Skier Appreciation Day, January 11th through 12th. And then Ski Spree. We always have Ski Spree coming up. I'd say it's probably our signature or our title event, second only to Skier Appreciation Day, of course. Ski Spree and our Mountain Treasure Hunt is scheduled for February 8th and 9th. That's the weekend after the Super Bowl. We're going to do our Mountain Treasure Hunt right when lifts open. Lots of great prizes hidden around the mountain. You just need to look for the dollar bills. And then on Saturday, February 8th, we will do our Taste of Sunlight again. Taste of Sunlight features some of the top restaurants in our local area here, serving up the goods Slopeside at Sunlight. So you can go take a few runs, enjoy some tasty treats, hit the slopes again, and it's just a beautiful day. Really fun weekend.
I meant to come to that event last year and just, with a small child, couldn't make it, but that sounds so much fun.
It's very fun, and then we cap the evening with a nice fireworks display. We have a fire dancer and a fireworks Ski Spree weekend, February 8th and 9th.
Very good. Very good. So another thing that's caught my eye that you guys do every year, I'm not sure when you started doing this, but the Mini Mayor. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we are so excited to have a Mini Mayor at Sunlight. This year we elected our fourth Mini Mayor. We've ran the election 4 years in a row. 8-year-old Piper Arnett of Silt, Colorado is our current Mini Mayor. She won the election with, I think, about 50 or 60,000 votes. Amazing how many votes Piper put out. All the kids did an amazing job of campaigning all summer long. They attended our summer parades, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of want all of the candidates to win all of the time. It's hard to pick just one because they all work so hard at it, and we're certainly proud of all of them, but you don't have to be Mini Mayor to make it in the social media channels or what have you. At Sunlight, we like to share stories of all our young skiers and riders, but we've had a lot of success with Mini Mayor, some good ideas coming from our young leaders in that position, and we're looking forward to skiing with Piper this year.
Absolutely. You guys do some pretty unique things in terms of giving lessons and kind of helping new skiers get their legs underneath them and learn how to be on the slopes. You also have a little bus that comes through here in town to pick up skiers, right?
Yeah, we do have a shuttle bus. It swings by all of our hotel partners and also makes a stop at the downtown shop. And we get lots of kids that ride the bus. It's about a $10 round trip, or you can purchase a season-long pass for $60 in line. So it certainly helps families of somewhat older kids to get the kids on the slopes and maybe give mom a chance to vacuum the living room while they're away or what have you. But the other thing we're really proud of is our partnership with Rifle Recreation Department. They run a bus out of Rifle with stops in Silt and Newcastle, as I understand it, on Fridays, and deliver a lot of school kids to Sunlight throughout the season. That's been a successful and ongoing program. And then finally, another nice piece founded by Tom Jankowski when he came to Sunlight is our free season pass program for all fourth graders of RE1 and RE2 schools. We offer a free season pass for all the fourth graders in RE1 and RE2, and we're really happy to do so. If you're a fourth grade teacher and you have not heard from us, please contact us at info@sunlightmtn.com, and we'll get you all the necessary paperwork that the students can take home with their parents and get them self-signed up for a free season pass for the season. And then, of course, through Colorado Ski Country, fifth graders also have access to free ski days, and so do sixth graders. They've got a fifth and sixth grade program. So really, local kids can tap into from some free ski days, starting with our fourth grade program, and then Colorado Ski Country's fifth and sixth grade program. So please look those up.
That's amazing. I had no idea you guys had that program.
Oh, yeah. You know, we get that a lot, but it's been an ongoing program for decades. We actually tallied the numbers, and I think we've affected over 120,000 fourth graders since this program's been going on, and that's of about four seasons ago. So we're really proud of it, and it's a great way to get kids on the slope that might not otherwise have the chance to. And yeah, we do have other kids race events. Certainly we've got the Buddy Warner League that races there, and YSL is the Youth Ski Race League, and certainly all the kids associated with Alpine Valley Ski Club come to Sunlight and race for the day. And those are some of our biggest days, are the kids ski racing days, and it's really great to see the youth taking up the sport, and a lot of excitement around skiing and riding.
That's amazing. What a cool place to live. We're so blessed to have you guys here and have that mountain, that local mountain right here.
Lucky to be here, for sure. You know, when I lived back in Wisconsin, I had to drive 3 hours to get to a place like Sunlight. So I would say, in my eyes, I think the locals are lucky to have such a great hill 20 minutes away. It's fantastic.
And such a local mountain. I really appreciate that. Having a small family, being able to go to Sunlight and know the community is there. The Glenwood Springs community really supports the mountain, so it's nice to have that. We just wanted to close out and say thank you to everyone who's listening. Don't forget Sunlight Mountain Ski Appreciation Day, January 3rd, 2020, Paradise in the Snow. $20 lift tickets, kids donut eating contest, a costume contest, and lifts open at 9 a.m. Is there anything else you want to say, Troy? Or
Not much. Come on out and pray for lots of good snow. If it's a powder day, we'll get the lifts open by 8:30, and there could be a good reason to be bringing your snorkels to Sunlight if the powder's deep enough. So really looking forward to Skier Appreciation Day, and thank you, Tracy and United Way, for all the work you do in putting this event together, and thank you for all of the sponsors getting behind United Way and bringing this event to Sunlight.
Yes, thank you to all of our sponsors, KC Concrete, Soper's Liquor and Wine, Alpine Bank, Balcom and Green, and Coors Light.